Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right to your phone calls we go. Jim, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Just great, Jim. What's on your mind?
Well, I've got a question. You mentioned that you were from Florida. What transition problems did you have going from Florida to New Hampshire?
Transition problems. Well, I mean, I'm a Florida native, so I was a little bit concerned about the cold weather factor. My hands and feet are still fairly sensitive to the cold. But as long as you wrap yourself up and keep your trunk nice and warm, you'll be fine. And plus, yep. I've adjusted to it. I mean, I remember when I was in Florida, and I've been here now for 3 years, moved up back in 2006, Labor Day weekend of 2006. And so it's been over 3 years. And I remember that down in Florida, it would rarely get below 50. There was maybe a week where it would drop to freezing-ish during the nighttime.
Right, that's the nighttime, but not during the daytime.
Right. So I remember when it was in the 60s in Florida, I would have a coat on and I'd be all bundled up and I'd think it was really, really cold outside. And now if it's 60 and sunny out, it's a really, really nice day. So yeah, there was definitely some adjusting. But as far as other things, really, it's just a matter of moving. So I sold off most of my furniture before I left. That way I didn't have to haul that up here. And I bought a lot of that stuff at garage sales so I could save some money. And
learning to drive on, in ice and snow is an important trick.
Taking it slow helps.
That's really the trick. Is
having all-wheel drive helps as well. I did get a new vehicle, not a new vehicle, but something that was new to me up here. I changed from a truck to a Subaru, and those are all-wheel drive. So any Subaru you get is going to have that. And they, you might want to get winter tires. That makes it easier to handle snowy and icy conditions like that. But if you're just puttering around in the city, there's not too much you have to be concerned about. One of the other things you might want to do is get yourself an emergency kit put together in case you are driving from place to place in remote locations. That way, if something something awful happens to you, you'll be able to survive the weather. So the weather is certainly an issue up here, but for me, it didn't prevent me from coming here because I wanted to be around like-minded people. I wanted to get around the people that had moved here already, and of course there are more coming here. There's a new guy in town tonight, as a matter of fact. But new people coming up to New Hampshire all the time and getting active for freedom. I wanted to be where the action is, and it is here.
How about if you, I've got several boys, if you were going to compare the schools from down here to up in New Hampshire, what would you say that would be?
I'd say that if we're looking at government schools, and I'm never going to recommend at all that anyone send their children to government schools because I think that it's they're socialist indoctrination centers. However, the socialist indoctrination centers up in the Northeast in New England area are significantly better than any socialist indoctrination center down in the South.
Is that true?
Absolutely. They take education extraordinarily seriously up here, and down there where you are, I'm sorry, the voting population by and large doesn't have children. They're over 70, and they don't want to spend money on educating your kids.
Well, and they don't comprehend because they're still living in World War II.
Yeah. Any other thoughts for us tonight or questions, Jim?
No, that pretty well covers it.
I make sure. I have a question for you. Have you signed up as a participant of the Free State Project?
Absolutely. I signed up to move up in 2012.
Oh, great. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you then. Thank you for the call tonight. In fact, what we found out is there are a lot of people that are Free State Project participants in that they are individuals who've decided to make the move from all across the country and around the world to New Hampshire in order to get active to achieve liberty in their lifetime. We're as darn close as we can get to get up here. What we've noticed is that the more news starts to generate out of New Hampshire, the more liberty-oriented news, whether it's political successes or successful civil disobedience. I mean, just today, by the way, we've wrapped up 2 full months of people smoking cannabis in public here in Keene and also out in Manchester, New Hampshire. It's been going on day after day. People at 4:20 in the afternoon getting high in town square, and it's been an amazing experience for me going out there and watching this mass civil disobedience going on and the police leaving it alone. So news like that, and plus the political successes this year, Dennis Goddard from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, I outlined some of those, even in an off year, essentially municipal election year, there was some successes. And so when that news gets out there, it gets people revved up. It gets them excited because, well, there's real success happening here on the Liberty Front, unlike anywhere else for the most part. And that has encouraged more than a handful of people to move up their move plan. Some people have said, yeah, I was going to come in 2012, but it's so darn exciting what's happening there. I wanted to be there now. And I have to say, I'm glad I didn't wait as long as, you know, I could have. I could have waited longer.
We could still be down there.
I mean,
the basic agreement with the Free State Project is to simply move when the counter gets to 20,000, within 5 years of the counter getting to 20,000.
That's 20,000 participants who've said they would move.
And it's at 10,000 right now. So.
Yeah. Well, it's close, isn't it?
Well, nearly.
It's quite crossed it. So we're close to 10,000, so help us get there at freestateproject.org. All right, we continue with your calls, and we'll go to, I believe, Joe is on the line in California. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Joe, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to, last week, I think you guys were talking about Walmart and, sweatshops. And I kind of wanted to relate a story in our local area about Walmart. I think
sure.
You guys will appreciate.
By all means.
Well, there's a Walmart, obviously, in this town.
There's a Walmart in every town.
No, not true. I don't think New York City has one. I guess it's not a town. But go ahead.
But, so they've been there for, I don't know, 15 years, 20 years. And they've been trying to expand into groceries. And add a grocery section.
Sure, for a super Walmart, as they are called.
Super Walmart, mm-hmm. Right. And the city council fights them all the time. And they've had to go through environmental studies after environmental study, and they've jumped through all the hoops. And just a couple weeks ago, they had another vote on whether to allow it or not. And everyone thought for sure they would approve it this time. But the city council denied them again, and I cannot believe the reasons they gave. They didn't like the deal that Walmart was giving them because they're trying to get them to cut them the town a good deal.
Yeah, they want
to
be
and sure. Right. And so what they want now is $1 million to go to low income to buy wood stoves for low income people, or not wood stoves, alternatives to wood stoves because there's a pollution problem in the town, kind of when people burn wood. So they want them to give the city council or the city $1 million to disperse to the people.
Oh, I see. So it doesn't go directly to they can't give out these alternatives to wood stoves to the poor people themselves. They have to give it to the city, who's going to then handle it. And I can tell you how the city government operates. They take a big old slice for their bureaucrats, and then they do whatever it is that they're going to do, and they do it poorly.
Right. They'll buy the wood stoves from their buddies, and they'll pay five times too much.
And whatever they buy is going to be a poor alternative to wood stoves anyway, because wood stoves, there's a reason poor people use them, is it's cheap to heat your home with wood as opposed to anything else. So it's not just, I mean, you can basically get a free wood stove. It's the installation that's really the issue when it comes to these things. So, and you can have heat for a relatively small amount, whereas when you're talking about any other source of heat, it costs more. That's why poor people heat with wood.
Right. And they also wanted them to build better access roads to the store, and they wanted Walmart to give hiring preferences to any grocery store worker in the city that was displaced because of their store coming in. So basically, if you lose your job because of Walmart, they
right,
have
because
to hire you.
Your store isn't as the store you work at isn't as good as competing in the marketplace as Walmart. But you know, this really comes down to a property rights issue. I mean, it's hard to feel bad for Walmart. I mean, they are the biggest company in the world,
and they certainly take advantage of government when they can.
Yeah, and they certainly do. But at the same time, you know, wouldn't you like to be able to open a grocery store on your property? Isn't that fair?
Right, and it cracks me up because there's about seven other grocery stores in this town, and they're all chains and big corporations. Like Costco's there. I don't know if you guys know what Costco is, but it's a
big chain counter.
Yeah, and that's there, and they have. It just cracks me up. The extortion kind of that the city
That's
gives.
Absolutely what it is. And the whole idea that they'd have to hire the people that were fired from the other stores? What? So you want to staff Walmart with the lowest quality employees from the rest of the stores? They got the axe for a reason, I imagine.
Right.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's the live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything. Zero tolerance rears its ugly head again. This time, it's a food fight. We'll explain what happened. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you had a chance to get an answer to the most important question in your life, would you take it? Maybe you're wondering if you'll find new love or if money is in your future. Everyone has questions, and the amazing psychics at AskNow.com have the ability to provide answers.
No one's ever given me such clear guidance on my love life. Their advice taught me so much about myself.
When you need expert advice about love, money, your career, and life's most difficult issues, consult with the gifted advisors at AskNow.com. As a new customer, you'll receive the first 5 minutes absolutely free. Call 1-800-712-2-ASK.
I needed to know if my boyfriend was really telling me the truth.
You are right on the money with everything.
We only find answers when we ask. So ask now. Call 1-800-712-2-ASK. That's 1-800-712-2-ASK.
For entertainment only, must be over 18. Credit card required for free offer.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored calves come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. That's right. You heard me right. It's the Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice from frontsight.com. Go there for your training and free gun. It's frontsight.com.
All right, let's talk zero tolerance. It's a topic that has come up on a Saturday show recently, and it's so easy to find examples of this insane policy that exists at, well, I think pretty much every government school out there, at least the ones that we've ever heard about, there where essentially if you've got a butter knife that you sent with your kid in their lunchbox and they get caught with it in the cafeteria, they'll be violated on a zero-tolerance policy for weapons.
They can be. They, you know, the thing is the government tends to be very arbitrary in the enforcement of these things.
Well, and it seems like with zero-tolerance policies, they're very, very in favor of enforcing because, well, they want to show that they're
tough. Those are the news stories that make it. What you don't see is probably the hundreds, if not thousands, of butter knives that get whipped out in cafeterias across this nation. And it doesn't really matter to the average parent. I would just imagine that's true. And it doesn't matter to the average parent until their little son or daughter is the one that's caught up in a zero-tolerance thing. And once the mechanism gets – the government apparatus gets rolling in these situations, there's no stopping it.
No, sometimes kids, for the most innocuous of things, are suspended or expelled or somehow punished, Saturday school, all kinds of punishments, for some of the most silly things, like, you know, bringing an aspirin to school. It's a violation of the zero tolerance on drugs.
Right. This story here isn't as outrageous as some of them that we have read, because, you know, somebody could have really been hurt in this situation.
This is a story in which people were arrested for a food fight. I think that's pretty outrageous.
Sure, man, but you've never been hit in the head with a lunchroom tray either.
Oh, is that what happened? Someone got hit with a tray?
That didn't happen. They are not claiming that. However,
well, whenever I've seen a food fight, which hasn't been very often, but it's usually been food that is thrown, not
there's a claim that a tray went flying through the air.
I see.
And you know, I mean, it's a situation where I think one
do
thing
you arrest someone for that, though. I mean, even if somebody did get hit, even if little Johnny hit little Billy with a tray in the cafeteria, I don't think you need to call the police department in for that. I think that that's where,
well, I think,
you know,
that's
little
where
Johnny gets to pick up the trash around the school for a day.
I think that would be a situation where little Billy's parents should be called in, and it is what they want to do. If little Johnny did assault little Billy with the edge of a lunchroom tray by throwing it through the air, then, you know, maybe that's the instance when charges should be brought up.
Charges? But, are you kidding me? You're talking about just some kids having a little spat. I mean,
if one kid shoots another kid in the head with a revolver, is that a little spat?
I would say that that's a little bit more serious.
It's a lunchroom tray. If it's chucked across the room, I'll tell you what. Tomorrow I'll go find a lunchroom tray. You stand there. Let me chuck it at your head, and we'll find out what punishment
charges
you think is just.
You're
just
talking
at that
about,
point.
You're talking about, what are we talking about, elementary school here? What is this?
Let me read the story to you before you go.
Elementary school kids getting in a fight involving
a lunch tray.
I don't think deserves the cops to be called.
I think this is more like a middle school because the kids are, I think they top out at 15 years old.
Well, I'd like to hear what your thoughts are as well. At 800-259-9231, should the police be brought in on a lunch tray being flung? I don't know.
Not a lunch tray being flung isn't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a lunch tray hitting somebody in the head. That didn't happen in this instance. However, you and your little lackadaisical way of enforcing things, I just think, you know what? Little Johnny should have to remunerate little Billy for his hospital fees.
I think absolutely would be appropriate. I don't
and
know
as far as I'm concerned, he can do it by turning big rocks into little rocks. I do not care.
Geez.
All right. More than two dozen students were slapped with criminal charges in connection with a food fight in the cafeteria at a Chicago charter school. CBS2's Pamela Jones was there Friday when the kids got released from police custody. The students were caught in the chaos at Perspectives Charter School in Clumont campus. Police arrested 25 students ranging from 11 to 15 after a food fight broke out in the cafeteria Thursday. Now, I'm not saying that I think that this is right. I'm just saying that if you know, the situation happened where somebody got hit in the head and they
didn't. If someone was seriously damaged, God, I can understand having some sort of
issue. You're going to be seriously damaged if you get hit in the head with the edge of a food tray. When I was in prison for 9 years, they used to use these weapons. I've seen men with their heads split wide open, lying on the floor, bleeding into the drain, dude.
All right,
shut your freaking mouth. The next thing that you know, I saw a tray flying in the air, and then I saw an orange fly. Now, I used to get an orange fight. I grew up in Florida. I used to get in orange fights all the time with the neighbor's kids. We'd fling grapefruits and orange and kumquats at each other because, you know, nobody eats those things. some people, I suppose, have really good trees. Student Jordan Grievous, very funny name. Then I heard the words, food fight! The incident injured about three students. Student Portia Carter says that she tried to help one of them out but got arrested and handcuffed. this is kind of a bad situation. You happen to be there, the cops swoop in and, you know, just yeah. take it. You're just trying to drag somebody out of the milieu there. Some of the students say a staff member belittled them, calling them animals. Then the police hauled them off. They stayed at the
6th
District Chicago Police Station for hours before parents say that they were notified. He's been sitting here from 12 to 5, parent Keith Holmes said. They wouldn't let him call. Obviously they wouldn't. I'm angry, yes, very angry. So what a lot of the parents are concerned with here is that the kids will have these charges on their record and won't be able to get into college because they can't be dismissed until they're 17 or something like that. And I think that that's it's a legitimate concern. When it comes to a food fight, it seems to me that the kids, the punishment should be able to be handled inside the school system.
That's what I'm saying.
Until somebody gets hurt. And that's something entirely different.
Kids get hurt in fights all the time. I would hope the police are not called on every single instance. If somebody jacks another kid in the face and busts his nose up, do you need the police to get involved? I think we can find ways to solve these problems.
I'm not talking about a little bump here. I'm just talking about...
I just said somebody could have their nose broken in a fight at school. Fights happen with kids all the time, and thank goodness they're not calling the police in to deal with this stuff. They have internal... That's all I'm saying, Mark. I'm not saying it wouldn't hurt if somebody got hit with a tray. I'm just saying, I think you're jumping a little too far by saying bring the cops in.
I think if somebody gets jacked in the side of a head with a tray and they're hurt, that their parents absolutely should be informed. The teachers should take notes down. And if the parents want to bring charges against that student, then that's what they should be able to do.
Well, I guess that would be the parents' decision in that case, but I don't think that's necessary. I think
I don't think
try
that there should be any
out.
Charge brought just by the state. I think
that's what's
crazy.
Happened here, right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
that's what happened here.
Because a parent didn't call in the cops on that one.
Yeah, but you lose credibility when you say, well, you should never call the cops for nothing.
I don't think so. I didn't say you should never call the cops. I just think that generally calling the cops is a bad idea, and I think that people should try to work things out on their own. How many times have we read stories where people called the cops in thinking it was going to help them with their family situation or help them in some sort of dispute, and the cops ended up arresting somebody inappropriately.
Or shooting them.
Or
it certainly has happened, but when police are in a house, it's a different situation than when they're in a school.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, they're not going to walk into the school and start plugging people, dude.
Okay, but they still arrested 25 kids.
They did.
All right.
So anyway, that's the story. They arrested 25 kids for having a food fight.
What are the charges?
Yeah, there was... some kind of disorderly conduct, essentially.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think the appropriate thing to do would be to some sort of detention.
Well, they'd have to clean up their mess.
Clean up the damn
first
kitchen.
Thing I do.
Or clean up the cafeteria and a little bit of detention after that. The police charges.
Reckless conduct.
Who supports this stuff? 800-259-9231. Is it you? Free Talk Live. We're going to put you on.
Do you like your credit card company? Well, I'll give you a reason not to. I got my tax refund and used it to finally pay off some of my debt rather than putting it into an emergency fund. I figured I could always use my credit card for unexpected expenses or even my property taxes. Less than 24 hours later, my credit card company reduced my credit line by exactly what I paid them. I had no more credit and no money left for emergencies. Banks have changed. If you're still struggling with or behind on credit cards and medical bills, you need to protect yourself and your family before you make a bad decision. Call us now to learn the truth about your debt options. Our Debt Help Expert Service will explain your options discreetly for absolutely free. The number is 1-800-677-7144. We work for you and not for a greedy bank. Call us now at 800-677-7144. Again, that's 800-677-7144.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at valleyviewemus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit valleyviewemus.com. That's Valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, all you have to do is click. They're right there on the front page. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee like those other talk show hosts want to charge you. We just give it away. And if you like the show, well, we've got some options to help support Free Talk Live, but it's all free, so enjoy over at freetalklive.com.
And if you know somebody who's just graduated high school or moving on to college, there's internships that are being offered by the Institute for Humane Studies. Journalism Institute internships. If you're interested in journalism and passionate about liberty, learn about print, broadcast, or investigative journalism by interning at a newspaper, media network, or state policy organization. The program includes a week-long career workshop, a stipend, housing assistance, and mentoring and job search assistance after you've completed the internship. Placements are available during the spring, summer, and fall. Apply for spring placement by November the 15th, so you've really got to get on it. It's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow at midnight.
But what about summertime?
Of course, it's rolling. It's rolling.
So if you procrastinate, you can still get in. Where do you go?
It's libertarianinternships.com. That's libertarianinternships.com.
Now think about it from this perspective. If you've been listening to Free Talk Live, you know that, yeah, we're doing all right. As far as business is concerned, Free Talk Live is profitable. We're on 56 radio stations. We're on the internet. And people are listening to the show. People are buying advertisements. And our advertisers are, you know, they're coming back from buying more advertisements. So things are going well for Free Talk Live. We never did any of this stuff, Mark. I mean, we never went into to build a network at one of the libertarian. They didn't have libertarian internships.
Not that I knew of
when we were starting this show. So if we can make it in media without going through that, imagine how helpful this will be. I mean, actually going and learning about these particular. I don't know anything about journalism. You know, I'm just doing a talk show. So imagine the kind of success that could help you and the people that you'll meet and the networking that you'll be able to do. And it's free. And they give you a housing stipend?
Well, it's not free. They give you money.
I mean, that's great.
Housing allowance and a stipend.
All right, let's go to your calls here about what you want. Todd is taking control of the airwaves, listening in Hampton, Virginia to WTAR. Hello, Todd.
Hey, what's up?
What's on your mind tonight, Todd?
Hey, I just got home
from work, and I'm on the way home. I was listening to you about you had a caller referring to a wood stove, and you referred to that caller about poor people usually use those wood stoves.
Yeah, that's what you said, Mark. That's what Mark said. Yeah,
I think that it's the cheapest way to heat a home.
Yeah, I mean it's inexpensive, but I don't think all poor people use wood stoves.
No, I think most poor people live in apartments where they probably don't have wood stoves as an option. That would be.
I agree. I live comfortably in my own home, and I have four or five vehicles, a motorcycle, and I have a wife and three kids.
Mm-hmm.
We have wood stove, and we enjoy it very much.
Hey, I've got a wood stove too, man. I'm not saying poor people, the people that heat with wood, that's a completely different statement. People that heat with wood aren't necessarily poor. I have a wood stove too. I'm just familiar with wood stoves because I have one, and I know that heating with a wood stove is cheaper than heating with oil or gas or propane or anything else.
You gotta work
for it though.
Right, definitely. But we usually use ours just to pretty much heat the house, but we don't use that as our only heat source. We have a gas heater. And we use the gas heater when it gets, starts getting cooler in the house.
Well, I only have wood, so I guess you're the big time, huh?
Yeah, I guess you can call that. But we really enjoy our wood stove, and we're not really poor.
I wish I had one. Yeah, I'm not well off. Right, that's not what he was saying. He wasn't saying that people who use wood stoves are poor. In case it was miscommunicated. Is there anything else on your mind tonight?
I just caught the last part of that communication when I got on the truck and listened to the radio.
So, anything else you want
to
talk about tonight, Tom?
Poor people using wood stoves, and I'd kind of disagree with that.
Fair enough. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
It's one of those things about being on the radio. People are going to misunderstand what you say.
Yeah, if you tune in halfway through, it's hard to... you've got to recap, that's for sure, but you can't recap everything because people are always tuning in. It's one of the things you have to remember as a radio talk host is that at any moment, at any point in the sentence you're speaking, somebody could be flipping on their car radio for the very first time, just pulling out of the airport or something like that. I've never heard you before in their lives.
You're talking about giving my young son a bath, and pretty soon people think I'm talking about raping babies. You never know.
God. All right. Hey, a little bit of good news here. I don't know if you heard this, Mark, but the American Medical Association, which is not an organization that gets too much praise on this show, because essentially it's really nothing more than
I'm all
cartel.
For medicine. I'm not really big on unionized cartels.
Yeah, it's a cartelization of the doctor, essentially being a doctor. It's doctors getting together and setting rules to make it more difficult to be a doctor, and therefore artificially restricting the supply of people who are doctors in the marketplace, therefore artificially inflating the prices. And of course, they're usually arguing for more government regulations. But in this case, they deserve a little bit of praise. According to the Marijuana Policy Project at MPP.org, just recently, this past week, the American Medical Association, the U.S.'s largest and most influential medical association, passed a new policy stance calling for a government review of marijuana's legal status. Now, I don't know if that means necessarily that anything will happen if the government reviews it, but their new policy urges that marijuana status as a federal Schedule I controlled substance be reviewed with the goal of facilitating the conduct of clinical research and development of cannabinoid-based medicines and alternate delivery methods. It goes on to explain this position should not be construed as an endorsement of state medical marijuana programs. So, not exactly the most ringing situation of an endorsement in any shape or form, but nonetheless.
But I think that scientists in the United States should be able to study marijuana. Essentially, they can't.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, that's a pretty closed-minded view of things,
right?
The way I see it.
Schedule 1 is the DEA's scheduling process where they have Schedule 1, 2, and 3, and basically Schedule 1 is the most serious schedule. So they have marijuana scheduled with PCP.
Right. And here it is. Certainly less harmful drug than, say, alcohol, which is legal. And
on the same level as heroin.
Right. It's absolutely ludicrous. And I can tell you why the DEA wants to protect their sort of monopoly on enforcement of, I guess they don't monopoly enforcement of, the reason they want to keep marijuana illegal is because they know The DEA is intimately involved in their business, which is busting people for possessing things that they, you know, otherwise would be able to possess in the world. I mean, you know, they've grown them, they've bought them, it's theirs. They're in that business, and they know that marijuana is the most lucrative of drugs for law enforcement because it is bulky, it is stinky, it is easy to find, and it is in high demand. So,
number one cash crop in America.
That's true. The marijuana is the number one cash crop in America, people. So if marijuana were to become legal, then the DEA couldn't bust people for it, and then the financing for their little war on drugs that they've been fighting.
Budget?
Honestly, it's the war on your friends and your family and your neighbors.
Or on freedom. Or on the Fourth Amendment privacy.
Then that would be severely hampered. If they would have to fire people, they're just, you know, they just wouldn't need as many bureaucrats out there looking if, well, I don't know how marijuana compares to the rest of the drugs, but I would say that you're talking about marijuana is probably, it's certainly half of the arrests for drugs in this nation.
A little more than half.
And I'll bet you if for pound for drugs that marijuana is probably something like 80% of the drugs that are consumed.
Yeah. Oh, it's consumed. Yeah.
I don't know for sure.
Exclude alcohol.
You have to exclude alcohol and prescription drugs from that formula. At least I was in my mind.
Right. But still, a little bit of good news, right? I mean, the American Medical Association, a typically very, very conservative organization, is not very interested in getting behind marijuana. In fact, they're trying to, you know, they're watching their words very carefully here. They don't want to say they're in favor of marijuana. They don't want to say that they want marijuana to be legalized. They just want people to be able to research it. They want drugs to be developed from it or to, you know, the possibility of being able to do those things. But because marijuana is a Schedule I narcotic, you can't even do research studies on it. You can do it around the world in other places, but not here in the United States. And it's outrageous that marijuana should be treated as heroin, as PCP, LSD, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, though LSD is certainly not on the level of PCP and heroin. Those are some of the most dangerous drugs. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Does he love you? Is he cheating on you? Are you going to make that move? Are you miserable and want to fix it? Whatever you need to know, the AskNow.com psychic advisors are here to help.
No one's ever given me such clear guidance on my love life. She's so accurate, it's like scary.
When you need expert advice about romance, love, money, and life's most difficult issues, consult with the gifted psychics at AskNow.com. As a new customer, you'll receive the first 5 minutes absolutely free. Call 1-800-944-4ASK.
Girl, I wanted to believe him, but I needed to know if he was being straight with me. Now, I know.
You were right on the money with everything.
As a new caller, you'll get the first 5 minutes of your reading absolutely free. Call 1-800-944-4ASK. That's 1-800-944-4ASK. Look, we only find answers when we ask. So ask now.
For entertainment only, must be over 18. Credit card required for free.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $38 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition of the show. Only moments remain, enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We invite you there to enjoy all the features for free. Now, if you like the fact that we give you those features free, then please support us by going to become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It'll cost you all of $3 a month. You'll get access to special stuff like the perks, like the Amp Only call-in lines, chat room, the forum, the Amp Only podcast, and more. You can go and get all the details and get signed up with any major credit card or PayPal account or some alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, amp.freetalklive.com to Tallahassee. WFLA-FM listener Ryan is with us. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. I love your show on Saturday night.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
I was calling about the zero tolerance, and I think that in our school system, I think that a big part of the problem, at least in my view, and mind you, I don't have kids myself, but you know, growing up, you don't have rights as a kid in school. And
no, you
school,
don't.
And I think that, you know, I can't speak for middle school and elementary school, but as far as high school is concerned, here we are asking kids to, you know, get ready for college and to, you know, work jobs and do all this stuff that are adult, but you can't have free speech in school. Or
that's crazy.
You can't have a butter knife in school because of zero tolerance. And I think, and that's supported by schools being zones that are like completely separate legal entities. Somehow schools are able to get away with having their own set of laws that are enforced by courts and by other institutions, and I think it's ridiculous.
Well, I agree with you.
I think that the issue
hello?
Is that
we're right here. Can you hear us?
The government went. The government got into the business
hello?
Of educating people. I don't know what to do.
We're having technical difficulties. Maybe put him on hold or something like that, and see if you can get him back.
The government got into the business of educating kids, and it's all about the poor people, I'm sure, is what everyone worries about in these instances. But it's a very difficult position because most state constitutions state that a person should have the right to free speech. However, here you have a government building that is paid for by the taxpayers, and a student doesn't have free speech there. They do have free speech in other public areas, but not in a school. And I can see how you can't run a school with everybody with the right to free speech, because you'd never get any work done. However, the government shouldn't be in the business of educating kids in the
first
place.
Place.
If it is a private private piece of property that in a private school, and the government wasn't in the business, of course, tuitions would be significantly lower at private schools. People demand these things, and you know, just like in the marketplace, you can get a hamburger for $1, and you can get a hamburger for $36 out there. You can get school at different rates. But, you know, in a private zone, it's something completely different. You can't come to my house and yodel underneath my window at midnight. you don't have that free speech because it's my property.
Right.
So you've got free speech on public property because, well, you're a citizen and you paid for it. And whereas on private property, it's not yours, you didn't.
I totally share Ryan's concerns as well. And by the way, Ryan dropped off the line. Clearly there were some technical difficulties there. If he wants to call back and comment a little further, certainly welcome to at 800-259-9231, or you can add your thoughts into the mix. But I remember when I was in high school, they had taught us, not a whole lot, obviously, but enough for me to be aware, they had taught us about the Bill of Rights. You've got the right to freedom of speech. You've got the right to this and that, right to bear arms, right to, all kinds of supposed rights. They tell you that you have the right to these things. And I remember specifically the principal of the school, because he and I kind of were on a first-name basis, but the principal of the school very explicitly told me once that there is no freedom of speech.
I don't see how there could be freedom of speech at public school. How could there be?
You don't have a right to a trial. You don't have those things. You can get in trouble, and we can just do what we want to you. And there's no jury. There's none of the stuff that's in the Bill of Rights that doesn't apply to you here. He specifically said you do not have a freedom of speech when you're on school campus. So Ryan is absolutely right, and it's like that all across the country. And I think it's pretty outrageous. But you're right, Mark. The most outrageous thing is that the government is even educating kids in the first place. And I find that particularly sickening. Because I would not want my, if I had children, and I do not, you do, Mark, I would not want my children going to these government indoctrination camps, yet I am forced to pay for them. Not only am I forced to pay for them, but I can't even set foot on them. Sometimes we'll go around here in Keene, where we do the show, Keene, New Hampshire, a lot of liberty-minded people are coming here because of the Free State Project, and some of the things we've done have involved reaching out to high schoolers. One of those things was we stood on the outside of, at the end of the school day on the campus, right on the outside edge, the sidewalk, handing out flyers to some of the kids that were getting out of school. And the first day we were out there, we were kind of walking around the parking lot, handing flyers to kids as they were coming up to their cars and stuff like that. And I'd walked up to the front of the school where there were some kids sitting along some of the benches there. Kids were out of school at this point. It's not like we were interfering with their classes or interfering with them getting to class or anything like that. They were out of school. And the police were called. And the police told me that I would be charged with trespassing if I remained even within the parking lot.
So, that's how they are with schools these days. I mean, you're not allowed on the property.
But that's just it. I paid for the damn property. I mean, they just billed me $2,900 for 6 months of property taxes. Yes, it's that insane here in Keene. The property taxes are maddeningly expensive. I mean, I'm paying $5,500 a year in property taxes here. So I'm paying through the nose because about 60% of the property tax bill goes to the school system. So I'm paying for that school. But I'm not even allowed to set foot on it. I just don't think that's right either. And it's just, they just do whatever they want to do. And if you don't like it, well, tough. You got to pay for it. You don't like that? Well, go somewhere else where they do the same exact thing, right? Because that's what those in the system, those who are aligned with the status quo of the big government state that we have today, they always say, well, if you don't like it, you can leave. Well, first of all, they say if you don't like it, you can change the system within the system. But if you try to do that, you find out that it's very difficult or impossible. They won't even let me register to vote. How am I supposed to change the damn system?
Suddenly they use the system against you.
So constantly they are giving you these excuses. Oh, just change the system within the system. Well, that hasn't worked. We've got bigger government than we've ever had. And the government schools continue to indoctrinate kids and do a crappy job of educating kids, by the way. They do a real good job of educating them to believe in the government.
Nationwide, the graduates of government school have a functional illiteracy rate of 20%. And that doesn't even talk about the ones that drop out beforehand at a government school, probably because the education's so crappy and the experience stinks so badly. And in some school zones, it's as high as 40%. I mean, really? We need government school to do this? I think with those numbers, we could probably just shut all the government schools down and figure out something that would educate kids that well.
The objections as well from those who support the status quo are just so weak. They're just so weak. Because I'll propose the idea of getting the government out of schools and essentially allowing it to be a free market concept, allowing it to be a free market service that is provided where people get to compete. People that are in search of profit, people that are wanting to educate, will compete with others in order to get students and give them the best education. That's what happens in the marketplace when it's unfettered by government regulation and taxation, where prices would drop. But people get so scared when you mention
it. Well, they say, what about the poor people is the first thing they say. And if the government school system was set up to educate poor people, then you would have a system of scholarships to make sure that people got to go. Because what I see when I go to government schools, and I know this isn't everywhere, but what I see is a bunch of cars that are nicer than my cars of students that are getting driven there by their parents. What I see is middle class and upper middle class welfare. Well, I wouldn't say upper middle class, but middle class welfare.
In addition, we also...
I drive a 93 Dodge Shadow with peeling paint. Why should I be responsible for educating your kid? I've got a kid, too. Every dollar you take out of my pocket takes from his. And no, I'm not going to send him to your government indoctrination center.
You know, you're absolutely right, Mark. And so the objection of what about the poor is also overcome, I think, easily when you start looking around the world and you see that people in very, very poor countries, in areas of those poor countries, like India or Africa, a lot of these poor people are actually paying a small amount to send their kids to private schools.
When they have the option of going to government schools.
For free.
For free.
So-called. And they're doing that because the private schools are that much better, and they're pretty darned affordable. Affordable enough to where poor people can afford it,
But they're not doing that here in America, and it makes you wonder, why is it America slipped from in the 50s, the number one educated nation in the world, to the 50th? And I'll tell you why. Because Americans have just abdicated any responsibility when it comes to educating their kids.
Yeah. And so even the most destitute, though, because there are still some people in those countries that can't afford to even pay the very, very cheap rates for these private schools, they're being just given scholarships by the owners of the schools who just simply want to engender good feelings.
These are people
the
that live in huts.
Yeah.
They have no air conditioning, but they'll pay to send their kids to school. But here in this country, these middle-class people would rather hang the responsibility of educating their children around my neck. When I make less than them, and I don't live in as nice of a house, and drive as nice of a car, and they want to take the money out of my kids' pocket to pay for their kids.
We can continue this conversation, but we'll have to do it on Monday, because we're done for tonight. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Wishing you a happy, fun, and safe weekend.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.